which then leads us on in due course. Before I take the next witness, members of the jury, I just need to remind you the purpose of an inquest. It's to answer four questions. Who is the deceased? How, where, and when did he die? It's not for us to find any fault, liability, or blame. We're trying to establish facts, all right? The next witness is going to be Mr. Leroy Thomas. Mr. Thomas, would you like to come forward, please?
Okay, I do solemnly, sincerely, and truly declare and affirm that the evidence that I shall give shall be truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Can you state your name,
please? Mr. Leroy Thomas.
Thank you very much. Do have a seat, Mr. Thomas. I believe you may have been in court when Tess Hillier gave her evidence.
Yes, correct.
Yes. Mr. Thomas, you'll probably recall, therefore, that I took her through her statement.
Okay.
Quite slowly. Now, I trust you've got a copy of a statement that you made on the 16th of September 2015.
Yes, correct.
Grant. Thank you for that. I wonder if I can just ask you to explain what your role or what your duties were in the beginning of September 2015. What were you doing at that time?
I was contracted over to Tresco Island as a self-employed painter and decorator working directly to the estate.
Yes.
Various work around the island on the restaurants and accommodations.
Thank you very much. So in terms of the work you were doing, presumably you were doing it in September because it had started to become the lower season, had it?
Correct, yes. I was there earlier in the year, then we had, I believe, from June to July, we had off.
Yes.
And most of August, and came back in September.
Yes.
To continue with that work for that reason.
Okay. And was the nature of the decorating mainly internal or external?
It covered all aspects, interior, exterior.
Right.
Correct.
Okay. And did you work under the instruction or the guidance of a particular member of the estate staff?
We worked through the department.
Yes.
Through a manager. Yes. That would have been Richard Hobbs.
Yes.
And the guy that I was working with, that we was working both together on the contract, called, yes, Michael McGrain.
Okay. This isn't a trick question at all, but in your statement of the 16th of September, you refer to somebody called Dean Willis.
Dean Willis is the overall manager, yeah, for the
right,
for the departments,
okay,
and for the island as a,
yes,
whole, for,
okay,
for the contract work.
Okay. As I say, there are no trick questions here. So, moving to the bottom of the first part of the first page, can you just explain which work you started on first? If it helps you, I understand it's an area called the Sea Gardens.
Yes, correct, the swimming pool areas.
Yes.
I was working there on my own up until we left the island to come back.
Yes.
And I was allocated full responsibility for painting and decorating of that whole area.
Okay.
That would be the exterior of the swimming pool and a few of the cottages allocated there.
If you look at the pile of papers you've got, there's a map of the island, which is on quite a large scale.
Yeah.
Could you point out to us where the Sea Gardens were?
If you go from Old Grimsby...
Yes.
...to the blockhouse...
Yes.
...then it would be allocated around that area, I believe.
So, is it near Dolphin Town or Dolphin House?
Dolphin Town, yes, correct. Not far from there. It's, I think you'll find it's between NORAD and Dolphin Twin. So,
okay.
Old Grimsby, it's that area there.
Okay, thank you for that. Whilst you were on the island, were you provided with accommodation?
Yes, correct.
What was that?
We were provided with various different accommodations as allotted to us with the change of different clientele coming and going from the island. So for 1 week or 2 weeks, we could have been allocated, say, at Glen Cottage.
Yes.
And then we would have been moved from there to, as I said, the Artist Chalet. I spent a lot of time there, hence why I became familiar with the Artist Chalet.
Yes.
And then back down, as the last contract when I was over there, was down at Sandpiper, which was down at the south of the island.
So the normal arrangement was then that when holiday accommodation became free and it was not booked, it was made available for you?
Yes, correct, for contractors.
And where did you take your meals?
Took my meals mainly at the New Inn.
Okay, thank you for that. So I understand during the second half of the week you then worked on a property called the Sail Loft.
Yes, correct.
I wonder if you could just point out on the map where the Sail Loft is, please.
Okay. If we go down to... That's where Ruin Beach Cafe is there.
In general terms, is it in New Grimsby or Old Grimsby?
It would have been in New Grimsby, I believe.
Okay.
I'm trying to relocate my mind with the map.
That's all right. And at that time, which property were you staying in?
I was staying in Sandpiper.
Okay.
Which would have been behind the Great Pool.
Yes.
And, sorry, Sail Loft.
Yes.
Just kind of reallocated to where I was now.
Yes.
It's where you have Cliff Cottage, you've got Farm Beach, Flood Hatch is in that area there.
So let's just...
So it's right behind Sandpiper where I'd have been allocated.
Yes. Can we look at that by reference to the Great Pool then, please? You can see the Great Pool, yes.
Okay. So if you were to go west of the island, if you were to cut straight west from the Great Pool, that's where that would be allocated.
Right.
Saffron Cove there.
So it would have been quite close to the estate office.
Yes, correct.
Okay. And your accommodation was Sandpiper then?
Sandpiper.
Okay. Very good. So, moving on, I understand that you may have had time off when you were able to socialise.
Correct, I did have some time. Yes.
So, I'm at page 2 of your statement now, and I understand on Saturday the 12th of September you presumably left your accommodation Sandpiper.
Yes, correct.
And would you like to talk us through where you went?
Well, I went up to the New Inn.
Yes.
And met up there with some of the locals.
Yes.
Had a few drinks, and then obviously later on in the evening I was asked if I wanted to come to the party at the shed.
Yes.
And left from there and then headed out to the shed party.
Thank you. If we can just slow it down a little bit, because it's helpful to know something about the times involved, for instance. I understand from the statement that you would have been in the New Inn until about what time?
I would have said till 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Okay. And by that time, how much had you had to drink, please?
I'd had about 5 to 6 pints of lager.
Thank you for that. And then who did you go along with?
There was quite a group of us.
Yes.
So not all that familiar with the names of the people.
No.
So Kate was there. There were 4 or 5 people. So,
yes.
As I said, I'm not all that good on the names of
the
staff.
I wonder if you can explain to us, just in very simple terms, how you got from the new inn to the shed?
We walked.
You walked.
That the direction we would have taken, as explained before, would have been from Racket Town, that area there,
yes,
where the offices are, and then straight along that long path,
yes,
to Burra, yeah, and then down, I presume, to where the shed was.
So did you go along the side of the pool, or did you go a different route?
I think we cut along the side of the pool, yes.
Okay, that's fine. So
straight that way.
Okay. And approximately how long did it take you to get from the new inn to the shed?
I would suggest that would have been probably about half an hour.
Okay. And when you arrived there, let's start again, sorry. Had you ever been to the shed before?
No, I've never been before.
Okay. So what were you expecting?
I was expecting it to be a moderate party, not so loud the music.
Yes.
And I wasn't expecting anything in particular,
no,
but just a friendly atmosphere, yes, and a bit of a bit of a drink, and yes, just to socialise and
yes,
and enjoy the rest of the evening.
Yes. Help us in this way. Did people have to take their own drinks there?
Correct, yes.
So there was no means of purchasing anything or obtaining anything there?
Not that I could see, no.
Okay. Had that led you to take anything else to drink whilst there?
I took four cans of...
You took four cans?
Four cans of lager with me.
Okay. And is that what other people had done?
I believe so, yes.
And just to help us, where were you able to buy those?
From the new inn.
Okay.
Before we left for the party.
Okay. Thank you for that. That's extremely helpful. So, tell us a bit about the things that were happening inside the shed, if you would.
Okay. When I arrived at the shed, there was, a good crowd of people already there.
Yes.
I did have a little bit too much to drink, so I wasn't the best aware of my responsibilities on that evening.
Right.
So I wish that I had not had as much.
Yes.
As attained to the evidence that I was talking to a few girls, that is correct.
Yes.
Probably being a little bit too friendly.
Yes.
The atmosphere at that point was okay.
Yes.
For the first hour,
yes,
that we was at the party.
Yes. And was there any kind of incident or altercation that you can recall happening?
Yes, correct. There was the incident with a few of the Polish and the Hungarian guys.
Yes.
And there was some drinks being spilled and some people being pushed around.
Yes.
So I was within the middle of the confrontation.
Yes.
And there was one lad that was knocking a few people and acting a little bit extreme. So I moved him out of the way.
Yes.
And tried to break up, diffuse the situation that was, yes, occurring.
Yes.
And obviously having a bit too much, I didn't want to get too involved with the situation. So I moved back out of the way.
Yes. Now we're obviously interested in Josh Clayton. Had you ever met Josh Clayton before that evening?
To be absolutely honest, with a lot of the people that I met on the island, I wasn't on first name terms with them. Yeah. And as per knowing him previously, I have to say that if I did know him, it would have been a very limited time of not really knowing him as such,
yes,
or most of the people on a social basis, as I was there contracted mainly to work.
Yes. Do you remember having any kind of discussion with him at all?
At the party or, yes, before the party?
At the party.
Only if that was Josh, then trying to calm down and be a little bit more, you know, less of a problem that was occurring, that was trying to say, just to calm down.
Okay. Did you stay in the shed all of the time?
Most of the time. A few times I did go out the back for a smoke.
Yes.
And then I came back in to the shed. And, you know, it was round about that area. Yes, correct.
Yes. Are you able to tell us approximately what time you left?
I believe it would have been early hours of the morning, probably around 2:30, 3 a.m.
Okay. And can you remember who you left with?
I think that I left with Kate.
Yes.
And a few others, but
yes,
I'm not entirely sure.
Yes.
And headed back then to the main area with Sandpiper and the main, it's, you know, the offices.
So your belief is that you returned the way you had come?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And then talk me through what happened next.
I was concerned for the well-being of the lad that was acting strange at the party, so I decided on my own that I would return back that way toward the shed.
Okay. And?
And I went back in that direction on my own and came back to the location of the shed. It was quiet, it was empty, everybody had left the facility. So from there on, I headed up to the artist chalets, hence I stayed at the artist chalets as it was getting really late, early hours of the morning. And I decided I wanted to crash there as opposed to heading all the way back down again to Sandpiper.
So, can you explain to us which of the artist chalets you went into?
Yes, correct. It would be the artist chalet on the left. There was two left and right. It was the left-hand side artist chalet.
And was the chalet locked or not?
It wasn't locked, no. It was open.
Okay. Talk us through how long you stayed there then.
I stayed there, got my head down, and awoke around about 11:30 in the morning. So I would say that would have been 5 to 6 hours, 6 hours.
Whilst you were in that chalet, were you aware of anything unusual happening outside?
No.
Okay.
To be honest, I was quite tired, and I think I could have slept through a thunderstorm at that time.
Okay. What was expected of you work-wise in the morning?
I was expected, not on a written statement or any contract or thing, but to have gone into work.
Yes.
As it was normally a 7-day week.
Yes.
Doing 12 hours, 90-odd hours per week.
Yes.
At the time, I was very tired and I just wanted a break, to be honest. So I decided that I would take that time out. I went to the party and would come back into work the next day.
Yes.
And pick up the pieces.
Okay. So if I might take you to page 6 of your statement.
Okay.
As I explained, it's not a trick question, this. Can you tell us approximately what time you woke up? If it helps you, that there's a time towards the bottom of that page.
I've got 12:30 on there.
Okay, I mean, my reading of it says, I woke up, checked the clock on my phone, which was saying 12:20.
Sorry, 12:20.
Okay. So, What did you do then?
From there, I left the chalet and I headed down toward the cricket pitch, down to Old Grimsby.
Okay. I wonder if you can help us in this way. When you left the chalet, did you lock the door?
No.
Okay. Thank you for that. So, explain to us where you went from there then.
Okay, headed down from the borough.
Yes.
Down Borough Road.
Yes.
Down past Smuggler's Cottage.
Yes.
And then down to the hall there where the cricket pitch is.
Okay, thank you for that. And when you were there, something happened.
How do you mean, man?
Well, it's not a trick question. So you went to the cricket pitch. Did you start to play?
I was asked to join in.
Yes.
With the cricket team, as they was low on numbers.
Yes.
And I said, "Yep, okay, no problem."
Right. So okay.
To field.
And then on page 7, if you'd like to turn to page 7. I understand there was something happened between 1:30 and 2.
The female I know called Tess, who worked at the New Inn, arrived at the cricket field with another female. I did not know her name.
Yes.
And Tess said that they were looking for a male called Josh, who had been missing since the party. I do not know Josh, and I cannot recall meeting him.
Yes.
So I've been told ginger hair, ginger beard, and seeing a male matching this description at the party. If I had seen a male matching this description at the party, there had been a real concern on the whereabouts of Josh.
Let's just take that a little further, if we may. When you got to join in the cricket match, was there any discussion about any missing person?
That was early in the day when Tess arrived and was concerned.
Yes.
So people became concerned as the match was being played.
Yes.
And we postponed the match early so everybody could return back to their accommodations. Also, the weather, again, was getting really bad at that point. So
yes.
Another reason we finished the game early was because of the weather as well.
So, how did that day come to an end for you?
For me, I returned back to the New Inn with some of the people that had been playing in the match.
Yes.
Carried on, had a few drinks with them, and then I was told to leave the pub and go back to my accommodation.
Okay. Who told you to do that?
I think it was the manager from the New Inn.
Okay. Do you know why he did that?
Probably because of concern that I'd had a little bit too much to drink, and that, that's the only reason I have, really.
Okay.
So
that's fine. I understand. Thank you for that. Going then on to, I'm actually looking at page 8 of your statement. Could you please help us with what happened on the Monday morning?
Okay, as I've explained here, 7:30, stayed at the property until 10. When I went to the New Inn for breakfast, I met Mick McGrain at the New Inn, and he said I needed to go to the office to speak with Dean Willis. I did not discuss with Mike my moments on Saturday night or staying at the Arthur's Chalet.
And then presumably you did go to the office and you met with Mr. Willis.
Yes, correct.
Would you like to give us an indication of what happened?
Dean explained to me that that if I'd attended the party, which he knew that I had, and that there was a lot of noise on the way up to the party that they were not happy about, and that that my services were not really required anymore on the island, as I shouldn't have broken the rules of the contract and I should have worked on the Sunday. rather than taking time out.
So he terminated your employment. Were you actually asked to leave the island, or did you decide to leave the island?
I was asked to book myself off the island.
Yeah.
Yes, correct.
Thank you very much indeed. Now, if we could just move on to page 10. I understand, and this has obviously been noted, which is why I draw you to it. I understand you spoke some words to Mick.
Yes, as confining in a friend that yes. I'd worked with for quite a long time.
Yes.
Yes, correct.
And would you like to just explain it in your own words,
please? Okay, from when I spoke to Mick, I made the comment, one moment of madness, when I said this, I was referring to going to the party, not referring to anything of an incident that may have happened. A moment of madness, as in, I wish I hadn't had a few drinks and gone along to the party, because my responsibilities were with the contract for the work on the island, not to go out having a drink and socialising with the staff, basically.
Thank you. I wonder if you can help us in this way, just to possibly eliminate some matters. I take it you didn't at any time, from the time you left the new inn to go to the shed and then to your sleeping position, drive any vehicles?
No.
Would you be can you recall seeing any vehicles being driven that night?
No, not that I could say of, no.
No, okay. But, okay, thank you for that. That's extremely helpful. You, I dare say, heard what Tess had to say. Is there anything that she said that you would like to respond to?
Yes, I would like to respond to the fact that I did stay at the artist chalet and that it was not unlocked, as occasionally on the island a lot of the properties are left open. It doesn't seem like a very adequate thing to happen, but being on an island of a community, then everybody looks out for each other, so we don't have to need to lock the doors, as things shouldn't be stolen and everybody knows where everybody should be in response to allocations. And my discrepancy was going back to the chalet that night, where I shouldn't have. I should have gone back, but under the circumstances, I really felt that I should return back on my tracks and check for this Josh lad and see if he was okay after the incident at the party.
I see. And when did you first think you had to go and look for him?
I had an intuition on the way back that I just felt that I needed to return and head back that way to check to see if everybody was okay. I had a feeling that something was out of place.
And did you go by yourself?
Yes, correct.
And so your route was to go along the track by the path to the shed?
Yes, correct.
And from there, which route did you take next?
So I headed back the route that we took across the Great Pool, through the Pool Road to Pentle House. Then from there up to the borough where the artist chalet is. Not sure where the shed is along that route.
And did you pass any other people?
No.
And presumably you didn't come across Josh?
No.
Okay. Is there anything else that you can help us with, do you think?
Yes, there is. It's not been written down in the original statement, but I've gone through this over the long period of time, over the months between when I was investigated and up to date, recollecting everything that went on that evening. There was an incident that occurred at the back of the shed, and It was between as now recognising who Josh is and was at the party. I did not know who he was or really had much to do with the lab before. And it was, where have I written it down here? Sorry. There was a confrontation between him and some of the Polish workers. And I don't know what the confrontation was over. I came outside, it had already been taking place.
Are you able to indicate how many people were in that group?
There was two or three people. It wasn't a lot, there was two or three people there, yep.
And did you overhear any conversation?
Not as conversation as such, no.
Were you aware of any gestures?
Yes, correct.
Can you describe the gestures?
Okay. I was aware of some trouble going on inside the shed, then out at the back. I mean, I did not wish to get involved after the fracas inside with anything else that was going on outside. There was an argument over a push bike. A lad, I believe that to have been Josh, started to throw the bike around.
Just to take it slowly, please, because I think people would like to
yep,
make notes.
Correct.
So there was an argument about a push bike.
There was an argument to do with a push bike.
To do with a push bike.
Correct. A lad that I believe it to have been Josh started to throw a bike around. Some of the Polish lads tried to hold him back.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. I witnessed him ranting and raving that he had had enough.
Yes.
And that he was going to kill himself.
Right.
Okay. He ran into the thicket at the back of the shed. Some of the lads tried to...
If you could take it slowly, please.
Okay.
Yes.
He ran into the thicket at the back of the shed. Some of the lads tried to get him back.
Yes.
I told them to leave him go, as I believe Josh would come to his senses.
Yes.
Okay, I recall going over to have a look at the damage caused to the push bike.
Yes.
Then I re-entered the shed, concerned on what I had seen.
Yes.
Okay. So that's the reason, hence, I left the party and then I returned early hours of the morning to try and find where he had got to and what had happened.
Is this the first time you've told anybody this?
This is the first time I've told this, yes, correct.
And do you have any particular explanation for that?
I think that there's a lot of fear that surrounds the situation of what has happened with Josh, and a lot of trepidation in
coming forward, standing up and speaking the truth. I could lie about what I saw, but I'm not that character. I tell the truth, and I want to present that so everybody has a clear understanding of what I've witnessed.
Thank you. Are you able to assist us in this way? Would you like me to adjourn for a short while?
So no, I'm simply observing that Mr. Thomas is clearly reading from a statement.
Yes, yes, yes.
I don't suppose any of us might know anything.
No, no. Yes. I wonder if you can help us in this way, Mr. Thomas. Have you completed reading from the document you prepared?
I haven't completed. No.
As and when you finish reading it, would you be happy for us to take a copy of it?
Yes, correct.
Okay, in which case I think the thing for us to do is for you to continue to give your evidence, please, and then we'll obtain some copies and we'll have a short adjournment.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can you just clarify where the statement is made?
Yes. So would you like to carry on?
Yes, we can carry on, if everybody else is happy, or if you want to adjourn.
I think so that we don't unnecessarily upset people, it would be probably best, if you don't mind, if we adjourn for 15 minutes, and we'll, if you're content, we'll arrange to take a copy of the document that you've got. I wonder if you can help us with the time at which it was prepared. Is it something you've prepared quite recently?
I sat down it was 2 months ago.
Thank you.
Within the last 2 months. And I've sat down and gone through everything and taking it down, yes.
Okay. Thank you for that. So, is it something you've prepared since you expected to come here?
Yes, correct, yes.
Thank you. In which case, what I'm going to do is I'm going to invite the jury to retire for 15 minutes and have a cup of tea. I'm going to arrange for the document to be copied, and then, members of the jury, I'll let you know what's going to happen next, all right? Mr. Thomas, in the absence of the jury, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Mr. Poyling if he will very kindly take some copies of the document that you have. I'm going to ask you not to discuss the matter with anybody else at the moment, all right? I'm sure Mr. Poyling can find somewhere quiet for you to sit, should you wish to go and sit in a different room, and then I'll ask you to come back shortly, all right? I don't wish you to, I would prefer you to sit in a separate room, if that assists. All right?
Okay, yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If you'd like to go with Mr. Poyling now, that would be extremely helpful. Yes, just leave that. I'm sure there will be a need for various counsel to carefully consider what is in this document that Mr. Thomas is relying on. My expectation is we'll probably want to adjourn for much more than 15 minutes just to allow the situation to calm at least. I will let you obviously each have a copy of this document, and I dare say you will wish to prepare some suitable questions. Yes. Would you like to turn on?
So clearly the evidence which has been given is hugely significant in the context of understanding how Josh came about his death.
Yes.
And it's in those circumstances that it would be appropriate to consider the document in detail.
Yes.
And then make a decision. You make a decision as to whether or not it's possible for this inquest to continue at this time.
Yes.
It's apparent from the limited amount which has been read that there are a number of different avenues of investigation which would appear to be worthy of exploration, to say the very least. But until such time as we've all had the opportunity to consider the contents of the document, decisions can be made.
I'm just thinking about the remainder of the time we have today and whether or not I should consider sending the jury home now.
You think so?
I suspect it's not just a case of us reviewing the document.
No.
Obviously, I have to discuss it with my clients, but more importantly, the family all have to consider it. There's a large number of them here to discuss that.
Yes.
It's going to take time.
Yes.
This is clearly a significant matter and needs proper consideration.
Yes.
So I'd be amazed if we make much more progress today.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm thinking of sending the jury home.
As Mr. Leeper says, there may be other issues which flow from it.
I'm obviously keen to secure Mr. Thomas's attendance. Should we have other questions for him? So what I propose to do is I'll certainly allow everyone to take a moment for some personal comfort. You've got some copies. I think we'll want at least six. Have a seat. Please do. Now then, Mr. Boiling, can we give each of the representatives my letter of the 1st of December and the questions prepared by the family's representative and a copy of the note that Mr. Thomas has kindly prepared? So, if I explain the situation, Mr. Thomas, would you kindly just listen in? I understand that on the 1st of December, I wrote to you at your home address, and I said this: Dear Mr. Thomas, inquest touching the death of Joshua Aaron Picard stroke Clayton. I'm writing to you in my capacity as an assistant coroner for Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly. I have an inquest listed at Plymouth Coroner's Court on the 9th of January 2017, touching the death of Joshua Clayton, who died on or near Tresco on the 24th of September 2015. I have held several pre-inquest reviews with the family's representatives, endeavouring to reduce the issues touching Joshua's death. The family's representatives have raised before me issues about your conduct on the night Joshua disappeared. I must stress it is not for the coroner to find any fault, liability or blame. However, an important component of an inquest is to dispel fears and suspicions. I've been asked to call you as a witness to the inquest to give your account of the evening. So you are aware of the scope of the family's interests, I attach a copy of the draft questions they have provided to me that they would wish to raise with you. Not all of these questions will be relevant. However, I share the questions with you now so that you may prepare. You are perfectly entitled to seek legal advice before the inquest date, should you so wish. Would you kindly contact my office to let me know if you would be in a position to attend Plymouth Coroner's Court on the 11th of January? Would you kindly ask for Mrs. Angela Hyde, who is familiar with the case? And if I might just confirm that you've been extremely helpful towards Mrs. Hyde, and you've obviously appeared here today. And I understand you have prepared answers to those questions that I supplied to you.
Yes, correct.
Thank you very much indeed. Now, the matters that you have brought to our attention, I believe, will need some further investigation. So what I propose to do this afternoon is to invite the jury to go home to enable some further inquiries to be made. Would you be in a position to return here tomorrow?
Yes, correct. I can return.
That would be extremely helpful. Now, the difficulty for me is that at the moment you're part heard. In other words, I wouldn't wish you to speak to anybody else about this case, all right?
Yes.
The caveat to that is that there may be police officers who may need to ask you some questions, all right? So I'm quite happy for those police officers to ask you questions, which may help them in coming to some other information, all right? Perhaps I might leave it at that, that if you are approached particularly by someone instructed by Inspector Jago, then it's appropriate for you to speak to them, all right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. In the absence of the jury, do any of the representatives have any observations at this stage? Of course. In which case, what I propose to do is to call an end to today's work and ask the jury back in the morning. All right. Mr. Thomas, how soon would you be able to get here in the morning if you were to go home now?
I can return back and I can be here for 10 a.m.
That's lovely.
I mean, the same as today.
That's lovely.
To continue through to...
Thank you very much indeed.
So can I just raise one matter on timings? There may be issues which you need to deal with in the morning.
Yes.
And council may need to discuss matters between themselves.
Yes.
I wonder if it's sensible to allow some time for that to take place before both the witness and the jury are
asked to attend. Well, I think if Mr. Thomas is able to be here at 10... then we could look to start at 10:30, say. Or would people be content to start earlier, as regards any preliminary matters?
I'm happy to start earlier in respect of preliminary matters, but obviously it's a case of whether the families can make it and whether my learned friend's had the opportunity to take his instructions and then to discuss matters with myself, and for us to then raise them with you.
Invite you to sit at 9:30.
Okay, fine. What I will do is I will be here at 9:30. If 10 o'clock is the best time for you, then if you could be here at 10, then we'll obviously see how much further we can take things. May I thank you for the manner in which you've been here today and assisted us. Thank you very much indeed.
Okay.
So, by all means, return home now. I would ask you please not to speak to any member of the press or anyone else who might approach you. May I suggest you have a word with Mr. Boiling, and Mr. Boiling will give you a contact phone number in case you have any difficulties. All right?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Safe journey home. Thank you. So unless there's anything else, I will send the jury home now and ask them to be back for 9:30. All right.
Thank you, sir. Just in relation to copies of documentation yes. very kindly yes. provided.
Yeah.
Obviously, there are a number of
yes.
People who would like to be able to look at it.
Yes, of course.
Can I ask for some further comments?
Yes, fine. Yeah, yes, but we can do that before people leave. That's absolutely fine. I understand that. Is there anything else before I send the jury home now? No? Okay, let's send them back. Well, thank you for your patience, members of the jury. I'm sure you will have noticed that Mr. Thomas gave evidence that was something of a surprise to people in court. As a result of that, I've asked Mr. Thomas to come back tomorrow. I've asked him to come back tomorrow to enable people in court to digest what he has said and to consider what else may need to be done. Accordingly, we're not going to hear any more evidence this afternoon, all right? Which means I'm in a position to send you home, all right? Having said that, I would please like you to be back in your jury room at 9:30 tomorrow, all right? It won't surprise you to learn that there will no doubt be a great deal of media interest in this case now, all right? I must ask you, please, to ignore that media interest. I repeat my warning to you not to discuss this case with anyone, and also remind you not to look at the matter on the internet, on Facebook, or in any other way, as I do not want you to be coloured by that evidence. I only wish you to consider the evidence you see and hear in this court. Is all of that clear? Before you go home, does anyone have any questions of me? No? In which case, I wish you a safe journey home. Thank you. Is there anything anybody is expecting of my office before tomorrow morning, apart from the copies? No? No? In which case, we'll arrange for those copies. You can stay here as long as you like. The court will close, effectively be locked up at 5 o'clock. All right? But we'll get those copies for you, and you can use the consulting rooms as need be. All right?
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay. Safe journey, everybody.